Welcome to News from the Castle. You already know the deal. You know who I am. Hopefully, you know who I am. If not, I'm Dempsey, editor in chief, joined by one of my lovely co-hosts. It doesn't look like Jordan's going to be here today. Who are you? Which one are you? Just kidding. You're not.
Hi guys, it's Amber. Back and better than ever because I got a full 10 hours of sleep last night. My son slept through the night, which was just, oh, so good. So I'm refreshed and ready to talk news. I'm so excited. What do we got on the docket today, dude?
A lot of news, but also like not really news. Like I think like of all the things we're probably going to talk about today, it's probably the biggest was probably the Oscars. But like a lot of this stuff is just like housekeeping, really. Like let's start off with Daredevil wrapping filming. Like okay, we
Continuing
expected.
filming.
Wait, did it? Wait, no. Wait, you're right. Wait, no, it wrapped. Did I
Is it
say Dare?
done?
Did I say Daredevil or Deadpool?
You
Hold on.
said Daredevil.
Okay, Daredevil. Daredevil. I meant
Too many
Deadpool.
D's. Too
Too
many
many
D's.
D's. Marvel, you need to come on. No.
Cool it with the D.
The cooler with the T. Oh man. All right. I meant Deadpool. Deadpool wrapping filming. It's kind of like, okay.
It was
And
gonna happen at some point. It's just like at least this means you won't get any more leaked set photos.
that is the only upside. And it looks like we may be getting a trailer sooner rather than later. I think RPK had put out in the ether that it's expected that we get a trailer on Super Bowl Sunday.
Which would be freaking amazing. And that's when I'm not gonna lie. That's when I was expecting the Despicable Me 4 trailer, which just dropped right now.
I was just about to say that. This literally, as of the day that we're recording this, I subscribe to Daniel RPK on Patreon, which if you're not, and you kind of want to be plugged into some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes in Hollywood, you should. And this is not a paid promotion. It's just he's that good, guys. He posted this morning. He said the Despicable Me 4 trailer is coming out on Super Bowl Sunday. And literally seconds before we logged on here, I saw that the trailer just dropped. So could that mean we get the Deadpool trailer sooner? Probably not, because that's like a
I'm, yeah.
That's Marvel's only movie this year. I would say if they're going to spend the money to market it properly, they'll do it during this.
Yeah, they need to save it for that. There's no way they're gonna get it out in time for like the Lions game tonight, you know?
But
That's not
also,
happening.
think about like logistically, I think having a trailer at Super Bowl is too soon. They're going to spend the next 2 weeks cutting something together, right?
Yeah, it might not look great if they only have that amount of time, but the movie comes out in July. It's about to be February. Like it's time to get some stuff, you know?
If I was Marvel, I would do a trailer with just like not it wouldn't be a proper trailer.
It
It
should be
would
like something with like Dogpool and Deadpool, and it's just like they're shooting like he's just talking to the dog or some shit like
I would
that.
do you remember when Logan came out? I think it was Logan, that there was like a Deadpool 2 trailer, but it wasn't. It was just like
Oh,
it
yeah.
was like a weird kind of like mini short. Where
Yeah.
he went to get changed, and he went to go help like a homeless man, and he went to get changed, but he took too long, and the homeless man got killed anyway. Do you remember?
I think
Some
so,
something
yeah.
like that. Something not really a trailer, but like a funny teaser. Or if I did do a trailer, it would just be like not a slideshow, but like just showing like all the things that have leaked so far, and just.
That would be freaking funny.
And Deadpool being like really meta, he's like, oh, so this is gonna happen in the movie, and this is gonna happen, and everything else, you gotta wait till July to see. It works with the
That would be
character.
so funny. And then especially too, because it's like, you know how it's a lot of times there are things in trailers that aren't in the movies.
Yes.
He's gonna be like, well, we filmed this, but are you actually gonna see it or not? I don't
That
know.
would be hilarious.
I
Yeah.
could totally see them do that would be great. Now, okay, that's what I want to happen now. Especially because it's like Deadpool, I feel like doesn't even really need a trailer. People are
Doesn't.
gonna go see it. Like the hype is real. It's gonna be fine. All they have to do is just release like a poster and everyone's gonna go nuts.
I think the biggest takeaway, if anything, is not what we're going to see, but the title. Because that, as of right now, it's still
Oh
the official
yeah.
title. Is it going to be Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine, which it's kind of been rumored to be called?
It's gonna be Deadpool X Wolverine, like it's freaking Godzilla
Oh,
X Kong.
that would be funny. That would be absolutely funny, but whatever. It wrapped. We know it wrapped because there was a picture of Dogpool, right?
I
Ending.
love Dogpool. It's so disgusting.
Yes, it's like the equivalent to Rufus. It's one of
Yes.
Disney characters, the naked mole.
Well, naked mole rat. No, seriously, it's like they took the, because you know they whole, every year they host the ugliest dog competition. It's like a worldwide. I feel like
The
they just
ugliest.
plucked one of the winners from that, and they're like, oh my gosh, well this is Dogpool, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not even so ugly, it's cute. It's just that poor dog, man.
Yeah,
That poor dog.
it's pretty bad, but cannot wait for this movie. Cannot wait for the trailer. And then, since we already kind of went down this rabbit hole, as one Marvel project ends, another one re-begins, really, because
It
Daredevil.
begins again. It is born again.
Literally, born again. They should change the titles of born again. Daredevil has resumed, but with it, we've gotten a lot of like new things coming out about it. We spoke in the last episode about Karen and Foggy coming back. We spoke about how the whole thing's getting retooled, which we've known for months. But now it seems like with all the set photos and stuff, we're seeing just how much is being retooled. We saw, and we have the video and I think footage, or photos rather, on our website of White Tiger, or a character that looks very similar to White Tiger. But the thing about this is White Tiger, in my understanding, or at least the most popular iteration of it, has been a female. But what we have looks very male.
Yes.
So I wonder if it's one of those where maybe we'll see the mantle passed in the series.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I was about to say.
So you think whoever it is wearing it is not going to wear it for long?
Nope.
Ooh, that's a theory. That's a theory if I've ever heard one. Here's something that I just read also before we got on, courtesy of RPK, and you should have the write-up of this on the site by the time this episode is out. And as always, everything we talk about here, if you want to just read the article for me, you don't want to hear us talk at length, which
I
would
know
make no
some people don't
sense.
like being talked at, and
Exactly.
yeah.
You can find all of these articles on our website, disinsider.com. Jon Bernthal's character is being expounded upon. The Punisher's coming back, guys.
Oh my gosh.
And
You know what I'm stoked for? Especially because like he and Karen kind of had like a thing where it's like there's some chemistry there, there's some something going
they don't
on.
want to feed into it because he's supposed to be mourning his family. Yeah.
Well, but it's like what I'd love to see is, he and Karen finally get a little something going on, and everybody who knows Daredevil knows that that Karen Page is basically like his Gwen Stacy to, like
Yes.
Spider-Man. So something's gonna ha Karen's gonna get it's if it's gonna be Muse or if it's gonna be Bullseye or Kingpin. I don't know which one of them's gonna take her out, but someone's gonna take her out, and then
You think she's
that's
going
how
to be
we're gonna
gone
get
for
Punisher
good?
back out.
Oh, that's a
That's what I
theory.
would like. And so that's when Frank hears about it, he's like, oh, heck no. And he comes back on the scene.
So what we have from RPK is that he's going to, I think before it was going to be like a cameo-ish, or like his presence would be like acknowledged that he's operating, but apparently he's just going to be like full-blown, not serial killer, but like he's after dirty cops who use his symbol.
Good.
Which kind of is similar to what happened in real life. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Yeah, people were appropriating that symbol, and it's the type of people that don't bother to look up the source material. They're just like, oh, I think this means this, so I'm gonna
Yeah.
slap it on everything. And I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. It just makes you look dumb.
Yeah. So I kind of like that it's gonna have some relevancy to it. It kind of reminds me of Luke Cage. Right? Did you ever watch this show?
Yeah, I watched all the Defenders, like Netflix Marvel shows.
I never saw the second season of Luke Cage or the second season of Iron Fist, and I only saw
Second
half.
season of Iron Fist is better than the first one.
That's interesting because I actually enjoyed it.
I did too. I really
So,
liked Iron Fist, but the second season is better than the first, so you should give it a watch. I really, really
I
liked
oh, I'm
it.
gonna rewatch all of them before I have to before Daredevil. Now that they're kind of semi-canon, but the first season of Luke Cage, where he starts donning the hoodie,
Oh, yeah.
and it's kind of like it happened at around the same time the Trayvon Martin stuff happened, so it kind of like repurposed it and it gave it like this cool meaning. So I kind of that's what I kind of dug about the Marvel Defenders stuff is that, except for the Defenders, I felt was like the
Defenders
least
itself
fun.
was so bad.
And the way they just, just use Sigourney Weaver as like,
Right. Oh, God.
that
What a
was,
waste.
yeah.
What a waste of Sigourney Weaver.
It was like, it had the honestly, when it was announced, it had the potential to be like another iteration of like the Avengers, truly.
It really did.
But it
And they
just,
just fumbled it so hard.
it was rushed. That's what it was. Because you want it. I felt like we should have gotten the second seasons to all the other stuff before, but it all happened for a reason. It seems like we haven't lost anybody anyway, so it's fine.
Now we just need Elodie Young back as Elektra.
And we spoke about this last time, Jessica Henwick.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, so anyway, going back before we went on like those Jillian tangents, tangents rather. Daredevil's back, White Tiger's back, Punisher's back. We got some set photos. We will absolutely be getting more set photos. It looks like reshoots are going to be happening for quite some time. This show is not going to come out to like 2026 at this.
Yeah, it's gonna take a hot minute, but I promise you it will be better than whatever the original iteration that we would have gotten sooner was. They're taking the time, they're retooling it, they're rethinking it, and I think it's gonna be something that's infinitely better than whatever we would have originally gotten was. And I cannot wait.
And also, I think you mentioned this before. Bullseye is also coming back.
Yes! Oh
Yes.
my gosh. I loved the way they did him in season three, right? That was the last one
Season
of
three.
Daredevil.
Yes.
Yeah, that, oh my God, he was just menacing and terrifying, and like that's, yes,
And I haven't seen the
all my
actor do
yes.
anything else, so hopefully that like this actually like opens doors for him.
And honestly, like the way that they did Bullseye in season three, that was kind of what I wanted from
Colin
like the
Farrell.
fake Captain America in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. All
That
right.
was what I wanted from that. And then so when we got Falcon and Winter Soldier, I was like, oh, that is not at all what I was
At all.
expecting.
At all. At all. But no shots to Wyatt Russell. I think he's a
Oh
terrific.
God, no, I love him. Monarch, yes.
Oh my God, what a great show, right? Are you
Yes.
watching it?
I've seen a little bit. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no,
I need to finish it.
Like, all right, we're the last tangent, I promise. But the decision to cast Wyatt and Kurt Russell as the same character, like, they should do that more
Genius.
often. Yeah, it's so good. Like, can't top that. You can't top. But anyway. Anyway, okay. Moving on to another project that is has or by the time that you're listening to this, will have resumed Lilo and Stitch.
It like that movie comes in waves. It's like you hear about it, and then when
No
it's
pun
gone, I
intended.
completely forget that it exists.
It's supposed to be coming out this year. That's that. Well, it wasn't on Disney's official slate, but
Well, you know what day I'm gonna see what day of the week June 26th is. Oh, it's
oh,
a
that's
oh my
the
gosh, it's a
anniversary,
Wednesday.
which they usually release
Six
the
and they usually release stuff on Wednesdays on Disney Plus. And June 26th, 626 is a Wednesday.
Oh my God! Would they do it? Would they do
If
it?
they can get it out by then, do if they drop that on 626 day, that would be
If but here's
crazy.
the thing, like they have to release it this summer, because
Yeah.
this isn't a movie you release and you're not gonna drop this in December. I'm sorry, I'm not watching
And
Lilo
new.
and Stitch in December. So I feel like I also like so. All right, I'm gonna pull up the actual article. Right, it says that it's expected to resume this week and wrap sometime in March. Is 2 to 3 months enough to wrap up whatever production they have? I mean, we have a CG character.
Well, that is, I don't know how much CG they're gonna have to do for Stitch and
Exactly.
for the other ones. I also don't know how much they've been working on it like already behind the scenes. I know we've seen that like little stand-in thing for Stitch, and I'm like, are they just gonna coat over that, or is it really a complete re-digital tooling of it? I don't
So
know.
and the stand-in looks so silly, like it's literally like a cardboard cutout, and I'm like, how are you gonna cut around that? Like, it's not like I'm trying to think of what was the oh, I'm thinking of Clifford the Big Red Dog. Did you ever see
Oh my
the nightmare?
God.
The nightmare stand-in, like it was
It
massive.
was so bad.
But look how it came out. It came out actually really good. If I'm not mistaken, when they did like Scooby-Doo, like back when CG, when this kind of CG was like new,
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo didn't exist. Like the actors are just talking to air.
So, I mean, it looked pretty dang good
That's
back
what
for
I'm
like what,
saying.
2004?
Yeah, 2002, 2000, whatever, the early
Honestly,
2000s.
whenever I think about how CG is now and how it used to be, everyone just brings up Davy Jones.
Oh my God.
And they're like, we went from that to like the crap that we get in Love and Thunder and Quantumania. Like, what happened?
Yeah, no, I think that is Academy Award winning CG, if I'm not mistaken, because
It
that.
should, you know what? It should have been if it wasn't.
But we'll actually talk about the Oscars in just a second. But one other thing I want to point out about Lilo and Stitch is, from what we know, because this is our original reporting on the Lilo and Stitch resuming, is there's also going to be a stand-in for Lilo, and whatever reshoots are done, and it's unknown. We don't know why there's going to be a stand-in for Lilo. So these, honestly, whenever you hear the word like reshoots or pickups or picking up production again, a lot of times people think it's because it did bad in test screenings, and that may be the case. But also there are some times where they just forget to do pickup shots.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know that the production kind of was halted because of the strikes too. And they might have just been waiting for like the weather to change, or
Yeah, and they had that huge like fire on set and everything.
the
That's just
holidays,
a
a lot of
yeah.
factors.
And just a whole bunch of things happened to that one. So, it's not like a disenchantment thing where that needed to be retooled just because it was so awful.
Let's not talk about this.
Or disenchanted. Disenchantment's a
Disenchanted
TV
at
show.
all. Wait, no, it wasn't a TV show, was it? No.
Well, no,
People.
sorry, I'm thinking disenchant. Well, I said disenchantment, which is that really awesome TV show by the creator of The
Yes.
Simpsons on Netflix.
Not
Disenchanted
disenchanted. Yes.
was, yeah.
But yeah, we'll just literally, we cannot judge for ourselves. We can only just speculate. So we'll just have to see when this happens, or when the final version of the film comes out. Hopefully this year, we'll see it for ourselves.
Hopefully, Stitch is not nightmare fuel.
Hopefully, or Bleakley.
Oh, that
Any.
one, Pleakley and Jumba can honestly be terrifying if not done right. So
It's
yeah,
undone and
please,
all.
please guys,
And I
take your
know
time, make it right.
part of me knows that Jordan is turning over in his bed right now because we're talking about Billy Magnuson.
Well, you know what? He should have been here then and we wouldn't be dissing on him. Although, wait,
Don't.
I did see, what did I see Billy Magnuson in? Oh, I saw him in the trailer for Roadhouse.
Oh, he was in that. You know what's crazy? I saw him in that movie Lift on Netflix this past week.
Oh, how was that? I think my husband wanted to watch it.
On to our next story, Amber. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a Kevin Hart movie, so that makes
On
sense.
to our next story. Billy
Not
Magnuson, we love you. We do.
as
English.
much as Jordan does,
Not as
but
much as Jordan does, exactly. Can't wait for Prince Anders. Anyway, Oscars.
March 10th.
March 10th.
On Mario Day.
Disney only got 20 nominations, which seems like a
It
big number.
sounds like a lot, but when you see how many categories there are and how many nominees per category, like a lot of other things.
Only so they got so let's look let's not crap on it entirely. Disney did good this year. They have a cat they have a nomination in all the big categories. They have one in Best Picture, Best Directing, Best Acting, Best Supporting Acting, Best Music, Best Documentary Feature, Best Animated Feature Film, Best Original Song, Best Visual Effects. Like they I think they knocked it out of the park with the diversity of their
That
nominees.
is true.
But none of the staple films that are usually in these categories made it. Like there's no there like Pixar picked up a nomination for Best Animated Picture,
Well,
but no.
because Elemental was fantastic.
And Elemental really made a lot of its or made a lot of its buzz on Disney Plus.
Yes, which is why I'm so surprised that they hadn't put Wish on there yet.
And that's the $1 million question. That's what I was trying to get at, because we spoke about this so many times already. Like, such a curious decision not to put it on the platform during the holidays when a lot of people are going to have a lot of eyes on it to kind of save it. It
Yeah.
was
Wasn't that what they do with Encanto too? They had it in theaters and they put it there for like Christmas.
within 4 weeks, that movie was already on Disney Plus, and
And now it's like the biggest thing in the world.
that helped it a lot. It didn't work for Strange World, though. It did not work.
Well, The Strange World was so mid to begin with.
Yeah, so
Nothing was going to help that.
I don't know. I just find it so peculiar, and I don't know, man. I think like they're definitely not like to use the old cliche saying, like, just to be nominated is an honor in and of itself. But I think this is a real wake up call for them, because
Yeah.
I mean, literally all the like, they got 11 nomination, 11 out of 20, so more than half of the nominations they got is from Searchlight Pictures, which is like not even their most known subsidiary.
A lot of people probably wouldn't even recognize that being under Disney's umbrella.
Honestly, a part of me forgot that
Yeah.
Searchlight was under, not that Poor Things belonged to Searchlight. It was released by Searchlight. So it's a very interesting thing. Not an interesting fact. So it should be interesting to see what happens with this. Shout out to Becky G. You know who Becky G is?
Yeah, I know Becky G.
She got like a half nomination, essentially, because she sings the song that's nominated, that Diane Warren is nominated for.
Oh.
It's from Flamin' Hot.
Yes. Which
So,
I totally forgot existed as well.
which is a Hulu movie, which is, you know,
Yes.
shout out to them, truly. I'm trying to think. I'm browsing here. The creator got in, which is Fox, right?
Yeah.
Pixar just got the one. Marvel, I want, before I put my
Marvel got one for best
Mar
visual
Marvel
effects.
only got one. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's,
Which, I mean, it's going up against the Godzilla movie, so that's
my
oof.
God, that, oh my God, if Godzilla wins its first nomination, that'd be sick. Wins for the first time for its first ever nomination, that would be
That would
insane.
be awesome.
But yeah, like Marvel.
I still have not seen Godzilla Minus One because it's not showing at my local little mom and pop theater. But it is coming
Ooh.
in like a week, so I think I might go see it.
Oh, you have to, especially, I think it's going to be re-released in black and white, which is going to be quite a feat. That movie
Yeah.
blew me away. Like, it had no business being as good as it was.
That's what everyone says, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Godzilla. I have a huge, like, massive Funko Pop of him sitting up in my bookcase right now.
That,
He's just so cute.
like, I'm like just as shocked as like when India didn't choose RRR as to be the
Oh
film
my God,
nominee.
yeah.
So like, I'm surprised Japan didn't want to go, but I think it's because they knew it was like think block Godzilla has like already the association of a blockbuster, and I think they wanted to do something a little bit more like
That is true.
in
Like a
true to the,
drama, or
yeah,
yeah.
so something that plays well with critics and voters. So, but no, seriously, go see Godzilla. And you know, God, look, Godzilla may not be Disney, but King Kong technically is, because they're coming out with a Disney King Kong movie in a few years. Do you remember that bit of news from a few months back?
Yeah, when I think about Kong, the only thing I can think of right now is Godzilla X Kong, because that comes out in April. And I am stoked. Everyone was so mad at Godzilla at that shot of Godzilla swinging his arms when he runs. I'm like, okay, bro, how do you run? He's got arms. He's gonna do something with them. You
No, right?
think he's gonna freaking Naruto? Like,
Nope.
no.
They expect him to be like a T-Rex and just keep his arms in place as he does everything, but
No.
that is not the case. But no, Disney Oscar nominations. Congrats, Disney, obviously. Congrats to all the nominees. And we look forward to, I think realistically, I don't think they're gonna win a lot. I think
Probably not.
the biggest one that they could win for is
It's Poor Things.
Poor Things for
Yeah.
either actress or screenplay.
Or directing.
No.
They
Def
might.
I think this is Nolan's year.
I hope so. I
This
really
is
hope
him.
so.
Yeah. I don't think Oppenheimer's his best movie. It's a
It
great movie,
is
don't get me
fantastic,
wrong.
though.
But it this is I think he pulls together all the pieces that he's been, like, all of his, shoot, how am I saying, everything that he's ever done up until this point has been leading to Oppenheimer.
Oh,
Like,
for sure.
he plays like with the black and white, and the color, the flashback, the visual effects, the practical effects, everything is just like absolutely mastered in Oppenheimer.
I have not seen Oppenheimer since I saw it in theaters, and I need to see it again.
It's going to be on Peacock next month.
Oh heck yeah. Okay, because I'm like I need it. It's so good.
Yeah, so or in February rather. So I'll say that because by the time I think you guys will be listening to this, it'll already be February. But anyway, can't believe we are moving so quickly through the months so far through this year, so far through this news. We only got a handful of stories for you left. I don't know. I think we're making great time with this episode. Speaking of things resuming, or beginning rather. Well, we spoke about things that finished filming. We spoke about things that resumed filming. Let's talk about things that just started filming, right?
Yeah.
Tron.
Oh my God.
Are you not excited for this movie?
Okay. I was, but then I saw the chair with like the O in Tron is a three.
Three.
That doesn't work for that letter. In what universe is a three an O?
I've seen
That
that
made me
before.
just so
That's
mad.
not the first film to do that, where it turns
But like, don't
a
do.
random letter into a number. I can't
Like
think of
there are
it,
certain
but
times where it works and it looks so good, but
Trent.
the way they did it was Scream, like Scream 6, phenomenal, like
Oh yeah, with
perfect.
the two slashes that are, yeah, that's
Yes,
pretty
it
cool.
was so good. But this I'm like it's not the same. That just made me so mad. I can't even get over it. It made me so mad.
It would have worked kind of if they did like. Actually, it would have worked better this way. If it was like a three in Ares, right? Because that's
Well,
what.
yeah, but also, but you notice then, I don't believe, do you remember seeing Ares
Ares
on
in
that
it.
director's chair?
Yes, which is like that. That is another. That brings me to one of the other things I wanted to talk about. That is not. I don't think that's going to be the title.
I don't think so either.
Even though Ares is apparently confirmed to be a character, according to what, when I wrote the article about the production resuming, I took what Deadline said and it talks about Jared Leto's character confirmed to be called Ares and that he's a character that, and these are new details that we found out, I should mention. He's a character that can travel back and forth between the digital world and our own. So
Oh.
it's going to follow his character, but it didn't say if he was going to be a good guy or a bad guy. Which is
I don't know. I
should be
had no
interesting.
idea of any of the plot points for this. I was just
Are you a
like,
Tron fan though? Have you seen the last two?
I have not seen the first one, but I saw Legacy and I really liked that. That was actually the movie that got me into Journey when I was a kid.
Really? That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I really liked Tron Legacy, and so I remember them wanting to do. I was like, they need to make another one. They need to make another one. They need to make. And then it was just nothing ever, and nothing's happening with those characters because we're not getting. It was Garrett Hedlund, right? And then Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, I don't think
Yeah,
they're.
they're not coming back. So I'm like, meh.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see, like, because, like, they, like I said, Deadline mentions Jared Leto's character, but they don't say if he's the protagonist or whatever. Evan Peters is in this, but it should be noted that Evan Peters is playing the exact same character that Cillian Murphy was playing in Tron Legacy. He's just been
Oh,
recasted. Yes.
interesting. It's got
Originally,
a
Kill.
stacked cast, though.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy was supposed to come back, but I think he had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts. And then we have Greta Lee, who's Oscar, well,
Oh.
she should be Oscar nominated for Past Lives.
Yeah. I
Jodie
honestly,
Comer-Schmidt.
I loved her in What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I didn't even know she was in that show. I never finished.
Yeah, she was only in like a couple episodes, but she left such a lasting impression in that. She's so funny.
Who else is in this? Cameron Monaghan, who everybody will adore from the Star Wars video game. So,
Yes.
it should be interesting to see, like I said, who is who. Oh, and Gillian Anderson, ex of X-Files fame and Sex Education, is going to be in this as well. But no word on who she's playing. So, like you said, stacked cast. I got more questions than answers on this at this point. But hopefully, let's see, production started this past week or this past month. Give it like 6 months, should be done by like May or June, right?
I
Yeah,
would say so.
we're not getting this movie this year, probably next summer, but it's going to be an interesting ride regardless, no pun intended. Tron. Moving from one IP or popular IP to another, How you feel about Handy Manny?
I saw, oh my God. You know, I grew up right at the crux of like Bob the Builder, like switching into Handy. I didn't really watch Handy Manny when I was a kid, but I ate up Bob the Builder, and my husband, man, he was obsessed.
Wait, was
Obsessed.
2D Bob the Builder, or when they, you know, when they had to go mess up my boy and turn him into a 3D
I'm
character?
pretty certain it was the 2D. I'm
Okay.
pretty certain.
Bob the Builder's great. Well, if you guys know what I'm
Bob the
talking.
Builder.
Yes,
Can
we
we build
can.
it?
Oh.
Bob the Builder. Yes, we
See,
can.
that's what I was getting to. Okay. So if you missed it, Jennifer Lopez is producing a Bob the Builder movie with Anthony Ramos supposed to be playing Bob the Builder, but they're kind of reskinning the character and making him Puerto Rican. And his name's gonna be Roberto. And this is a real movie, guys. I'm not making this up. The internet went into a furry, a flurry. Woo!
Oh, God.
The
Well, it
internet
does
trend.
do that
It
sometimes.
does do that. The Bob the Builder is not a Disney property by no means. In fact, he's owned by Mattel, which is the one who they felt so adamant after the popularity of Barbie that they wanted to make another movie, even though this one's not live action. So the whole thought process behind this is weird. But anyway, Anthony Ramos as a Hispanic builder that is basically just race swapped from a white guy. The internet went into a massive flurry because they said that already exists, and it does, in the
Yep.
form of the semi-popular Disney character Handy Manny, who is voiced by Wilmer Valderrama back in the day. That was also kind of popular. Granted, he was a blatant ripoff of Bob the Builder.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we did like a whole thing about this. I wrote up the article about like people really upset. Saying that one tweet here said this proves that Disney only sees value whenever people are race swapped. And if they wanted to do like a Latino building stuff, they could just do Handy Manny.
Yeah.
I want to point this to you. You said you haven't seen Handy Manny, but do you think that Disney's going to wake up and be like, hey, we should do something with this character?
Honestly, at this point, I could see them being like super petty and being like, "All right, you think you're gonna capitalize off this? Like, now we're gonna give you competition. We're gonna see which one people are gonna go to." Because people are already going to be mad enough that he's race swapped. And so they're going to be like, I'll just stick with the original one because it's the way it was created in the first place.
Yeah, this is just a bizarre. This is just a bizarre
It's just
story.
weird. It doesn't need to happen.
Do you remember when this was like a few, I think it was, I don't know if it was before the pandemic or during the pandemic, but there was just a random movie that was announced with Jason Momoa that was supposed to play Frosty the Snowman. Do you remember that?
Why does that sound so vaguely familiar?
And apparently, like, it was like a whole thing, and then a few months passed, and it turned out, well, Jason Momoa revealed this in an interview, that the movie was actually just a way to distract the media from like other things that were going on with Warner Brothers at the time. I don't know if it was like J.K. Rowling or Johnny Depp related, but I think it might have had to do with like one of the films that those guys were associated with.
Yeah.
Anyway, this reminds me of that. This reminds
Oh,
me of
for
like a
sure.
drummed up, like no one was asking for this. And I didn't see anything like anything from any like J-Lo, like in any of the reports I read, I didn't see J-Lo commenting, you know, like whenever a movie or like something's releasing, oh my God, we're so happy today.
Yeah, like they'll put out something for it.
Yeah, I think I might have seen a quote from Anthony Ramos, but I don't remember. I know all I remember is that saying the thing about this film is that it's gonna quote unquote celebrate culture.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those, but
When you can't start with that because that's whenever films say they're gonna do that, it's usually either pandering or just really, really racist, and it always ends up being too much.
I just never thought, you know what? What's the craziest thing? J-Lo never struck me as a Bob the Builder fan. That's the craziest fact out
No.
of all of this. Can't see her sitting down and watching an episode and be like, yeah, I get this. This connects to me.
It speaks to me. It speaks to Jenny from the block.
It does. The building Jenny from the building blocks. That's what
Oh,
it's.
God.
My God. Not really Disney news, but there was a Disney angle to it. But that I think that's kind of it for today's episode. Were there any other bits of Disney news or stories that you wanted to cover? Percy Jackson's ending, right?
Yeah, there's one more episode, you guys. It is going to come out on Tuesday, and then we're done for the season. It technically hasn't been renewed for season two yet, but obviously it's going to get it. This show has brought in so much viewership. It is so freaking good. And I'm stoked because I need it to continue for the entirety of life.
Well, yeah, if they really stay true to doing like five seasons for like your first initial books, right?
Yeah.
These kids will be like 30 by the time that finishes.
Which, I mean, it's so funny too because it's like Rick is writing more books and we're like, yes, we're gonna get like Adventures of Grown-Up Percy. And then he's like, here's one that's set when he's like 17. And I'm like, no.
It doesn't work that way anymore. Damn it. All right. No. All right, that's good. Yeah, we haven't heard anything officially, but we should soon. But no other stories, right? There's nothing happening. There's nothing crazy happened with the parks.
No, not that I could think of. I heard at some new hotel in Disney. See, this is why we need Jordan, because apparently a new hotel opened in Disneyland Paris that's like buku bucks expensive, their version of the Disneyland Hotel or something like that. And it is nasty expensive
Yeah, we'll have
from what
Jordan.
I've heard,
I'll
but
have Jordan do a full breakdown with charts and graphs for next episode.
yes.
You heard that, Jordan? That's your homework. Just kidding. Jordan is missed. We cannot wait. I was actually hoping that he would be here so we could talk about the Oscar noms because he's really sassy when it comes to this stuff. But
Oh, yeah.
I would love to hear his opinion on the Barbie snubs and whatnot. But that'll just
Everyone
have
was
to
talking.
wait.
Even Hillary Clinton got in on that.
I know, and so did Trump. Did you see that?
I
Everybody,
didn't. Oh, God. I didn't see what he did.
everybody wanted to be relevant. I think he only did it because Hillary did it, though. You know how that
Yeah,
works.
that would make sense.
But no, with no politics here, guys. Except the fact that Ron DeSantis is no longer in the race, but
Nope.
that's because he has to focus more on suing Disney. But no, I guess that's the end of our episode. Oh, you know what? There is one other thing I see here on our website that we should have mentioned. Steve Yeun, as we all know, is not in the Thunderbolts anymore.
Oh, yes.
And we have heard that there is a potential person in talks to replace him. I don't know how exactly this is going to happen, but the Hollywood Reporter was the one that reported. Well, they sourced Daniel RPK, which once again shows you how official this guy is. He's in all the major trades. Lewis Pullman, who many of you guys will probably remember from Top Gun Maverick. He was also in, I think we spoke about this movie a few weeks back too, The Bad Times at the El Royale.
He wasn't there.
Yes, he played like the hotel manager. He was like the That was him. You know, I'm talking about the young guy who was like in charge of the actual place.
Yes.
That
Oh
was
my
him. Yeah, that was
gosh.
totally him. That was, I think that was like his first film role at the time, but or
Wow.
his first major one. But yeah, he looks like he could probably pull this off if he was Sentry.
He looks like his father.
Oh my God. No way, that's Bill Pullman's son.
Yes.
Oh my God, what have I done? What have I been doing with my life?
He looks so much like
I
him.
feel like, and it's kind of like we spoke about this earlier with the Russells, but like I see it now. They should totally do something with that. There should totally be a project that takes advantage of that. But
That would be really cool.
wow, I feel so dumb. I feel like I'm gonna go. Perfect way to end the episode. I'm gonna go put myself on timeout. I'm literally looking at a giant picture of his face, and I'm like, wow, he does look like Bill Pullman, younger. Jesus, he's the bone structure. Wow. God help me. God help us all. God help save the movies. I don't know. Anything else do you want to say? I'm at a loss for words. That really literally just blew my mind.
I'm
Anything,
so sorry.
no, anything else that you want to say or add that you think the people should know before we end this?
No, I think we covered just about everything. There's not too much. Hopefully It's a pretty empty first half of the year, but that just means that it's going to be empty film wise. But that means we should be getting news for everything else that's going to be coming out later in the year and next year. I'm hoping things are going to start ramping up pretty soon. So, and we should be getting the Fantastic Forecast any day.
Any day now. Hopefully next episode we'll have a little bit more intel about what we can expect from the Super Bowl if Disney's planning on doing anything, which
Yeah.
is not likely, but we'll see. We'll see. But thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we do appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. Shout out to Elliot, who tweeted about us. And
Yes, oh my dude, we love
we
you.
love you. You are our number one fan. And we would, you know what? If you're available, we would love to have you on sometime. Reach out
That
to
would be
us.
awesome.
Yeah, we'd love to
Yes.
get your a actual Diz insider on the podcast to talk Disney stuff and what they like. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I think we're done for today. I'm Dempsey Pilott, joined as always by who are you again?
I'm Amber.
All right. See you guys next time. Take care.
Bye.